We are about halfway through the program. Phone lines are open, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So, we'll get into it in a second, but I think you're a psychic, Will, like some sort of an oracle.
I keep telling you this, people need to understand that I know everything.
This is really crazy, and we're going to just leave it hanging there and take a phone call before we get into it. Pretty nuts. Let's go to the lines because I don't know if this is the real one or not. It's really hard to tell. Hello, Marine Rob. Marine Rob. Hello, Rob.
He passed out.
He's fell asleep.
I passed out. I'm Kentucky gentleman.
I'm snoring right now.
Hey!
Put you on call waiting.
Yeah, he's on air right now.
What a dumbass.
Look, the more you're quiet, the more we're going to assume you're having...
Just put him back on hold. We can do the...
You're having gay sex right now.
Do the thing.
All right. Bye-bye, Rob. Jesus. Anyway, so we were talking, I think it was last night.
Last night, and I tried to find the audio because I found the story, and then when I got here, I tried to track it down. If you recall, if you listened to the show last night, I said that I think around November... They're going to be like, yeah, you know what? Just kind of everything's cool with COVID.
Yeah.
You can kind of do your thing.
Yeah. And I was saying, I don't know about that. But I also wouldn't be surprised if, you know, around December, the numbers just all of a sudden start getting way better. You know what I mean? Like, wow, only 1,000 new cases. Oh, wow, only 500 new cases. Oh, neat. Look, 1% positivity rate, everybody. Go on out there. Enjoy your life.
Yeah. My conspiracy theory was that a lot of this has to do with an election coming up.
A lot of people feel that way.
And sure enough, today, Fauci comes out and says that by November, they could be pretty low. Cases might be really low. Why? I don't know. It just seems to be
the case. Why would Fauci say that?
I don't know. He says the number of coronavirus cases in the United States on election day could be low, according to Anthony Fauci. The director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told CNN on Thursday that the circulation of COVID-19 could be much lower in November than it is now.
Why?
He said the number of cases will depend on actions taken by citizens in the upcoming months to mitigate the spread of the virus. He says, it's up to us. It's really within our hands.
That's your Fauci voice?
Yes. Yes. And I really do believe based on the data.
That is horrible.
What?
That's a bad Fauci.
No.
He talks like this.
I had bad at impressions. I told you. I wish I had it in my heart. I'm doing my best.
I think he's like a New Yorker, but with the he's an old JP.
And I really do believe, based on the data that we see in other countries and in the United States, in states and cities and counties. Oops.
Oh boy.
They have done it correctly. That if we pay attention to the fundamental tenets of infection control is...
I'm taking a poo.
And in diminution of transmission, we could be way down in November.
I'm out of toilet paper.
Okay. So what he's saying is because now, like, Europe's doing pretty well, right?
No.
They're not?
That's another thing is that we don't know that. But Germany, Spain, all these... I felt bad because I was listening to...
I thought they were doing okay over there.
Yeah, you would think so. And they were, and they were touting how great they were doing.
Right.
But they have a second wave that's coming on. Germany, Spain. I felt so bad for Spanish this morning because I was listening, and I didn't hear the show.
Right.
But I turned it on to hear the after show, the news. And he was trying to tell them this, and they weren't really having it. And I could hear the frustration in his voice, and I texted him. I said, dude, I feel your pain. I deal with this stuff all the time. Like he said there was no real data that says we should have locked down.
Okay.
And they were fighting him on it. But I've looked. I can't find it either. There's speculation on if it's the right thing to do or not, but I don't think we really know what the – like, was it Sweden that did not do any lockdowns? And they had a spike.
Big time, and everybody was kind of, like, condemning them and saying how stupid
but
they were.
But then also the WHO came out and said that they handled it correctly.
Huh?
Yeah.
So they went with herd immunity. But didn't they were going with herd immunity, and then people started dying, and then they locked
they
it down.
They did have a – no, I don't think no? they ever did. They did have a spike in cases and in deaths and infections, but I think they were just kind of under the attitude like, yeah, we'll just get through it at once, like pull the Band-Aid off.
Huh.
And then so – because you could lock it down for a while, and the cases get under control.
Well,
but then when you – loosen the restrictions, the cases go back up again.
Well, the problem with us, though, is, like, we have so many more people. Like,
true.
You know, that, and that's the big issue. Like I keep on, like, talking up New Zealand. You know, like, man, New Zealand really handled it well. They locked down for a month, and then they pretty much squashed it. But they have 5 million people in that whole country.
Yeah.
We have that in our listening area.
Yeah, and, this, yeah, and gosh. I mean, Pinellas County has a million people, I think.
Yeah, and Hillsborough County has like 2.5. I mean, we have way more than 5 million in our listening area between here and all the way down to Naples. It's ridiculous. So it's a lot easier to contain it. Plus, they're an island nation. You just keep everybody from coming in and don't let anybody leave. Sweden is not an island. No.
Oh, you're talking about New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah. But Sweden, they also have a lot less people. So.
Yeah. I mean, what is... We looked this up. They have less than 10 million, right?
Yeah.
New Zealand? Like way less, 5 million something?
New Zealand, I think it's 5 million. But yeah. I don't know how many Sweden has, but it's got to be, you know, astronomically lower than us. It's Sweden, you know?
Yeah.
It's little.
4.8 million.
That's nothing.
Yeah, like you said, we got...
But so you're not going to overwhelm... You're not going to overwhelm the system with 4.8 million. But here, with 350 million people... You know, everybody, we try to do herd immunity, then it's mass chaos. The hospitals are completely overran, and people are dying in the streets. It could be really ugly. So
you got 10 million, a little over 10 million in Sweden.
It's nothing. It's nothing, man. Let's take this guy's call. Marine Rob, what's up?
Okay, so... I'm the 15th listener, so the other 14 callers can call in and impersonate me tonight.
Okay.
Is this real, Marine Rob?
I don't know, man. Okay. So what's going on?
Yeah.
Maybe Marine Rob, what are you doing?
Smoking a cigarette, drinking some KJ, and getting ready to go to bed.
Pretty disgusting. Okay. Go ahead.
I can't give you too much ammo on me anymore, JB. I don't know if I can trust you anymore, but the other 14 listeners...
What did I do to you? What did I do to you? What do you mean you can't trust me? What did I do?
You pick on me, man.
What?
You hurt my feelings.
Really?
That I don't have.
You seem very butthurt. Now, please explain... What I said about you? How did I pick on you? I think I'm very nice.
You didn't pick it. You didn't pick on me, man.
I know.
I'm just having fun with you.
Oh.
Making you feel bad for a minute.
Well, man, what a blast!
You guys are good. You guys are good. I just listen to your show every night. You know that, and
Thanks, man.
Like to call. And I appreciate what you said. The listeners made me famous, not you guys.
I want to put your picture, you dressed as a Joker, on the Johnny B show. I'm doing it right
now. You told me that you were going to do that, and I keep daggone looking for it.
Okay.
I love that, man.
It's happening now.
This is the mascot of the program. I'm putting it up
you
now.
Know, you, so know what, you know what that's from, right?
I would assume Halloween.
Right before you killed a bunch of people in Lakeland?
Shut up. No, that's actually like the funniest Joker thing that Heath Ledger, and when he's walking in that nurse costume and he sets the bomb off in the hospital and it doesn't go off, it's hilarious.
Now, is this was Halloween though, right? You weren't just walking around in September with this uniform on, were you? This costume?
I'm not talking about that.
Do you dress up? Do you do the cosplay stuff a lot?
Yeah. For sex?
No, that's just. That was me having fun on Halloween. And actually, people wanted to fight me over that costume.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want to fight him. He's packing.
Huh.
Wait, like your penis?
If you take that picture, you'll see what's in my hand.
Oh,
I'm always packing, brother.
AK-47.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary.
AKA
man.
Penis.
No. 6 hour 45, brother.
Hell yeah, penis.
How big's your penis, Rob?
Yeah, is it big?
9 inch. You
Whoa!
Know me as 9 inch.
Holy
damn!
Cow. Is it really skinny?
Yeah, is it like a spaghetti
noodle?
No,
I'm not
like
Tommy Lee, bro.
Okay.
Tommy Lee's famous.
I don't have a third. I don't have a third drumstick. No, I pack it well.
All right.
So wait, what does that mean? You don't have 9-inchers?
Does it look like a tall boy Colt 45?
You used to know me as 9-inch.
No, I didn't.
When my girlfriend was on the show, yeah, you knew me as 9-inch.
Weird. All right.
Can I put a picture of that on the Johnny B Show Facebook page?
That'd be nice.
Send me a picture of your ding dong.
We'll dress it up. We'll make it look different.
Yeah, put choker makeup on it.
That would be so freaking awesome.
All right.
But it would take up the whole screen, right. I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. Right. This call sucks already. All right, well, we'll send us your ding dong. Okay, all right. God damn it.
I love this picture of him as
That's
a Joker.
So scary,
it
dude.
Is frightening. I got it up there. It's the visual representation of the Johnny B Show.
All right.
Yeah.
Johnny B Show, this is Dr. Fauci. How can I help you?
Cherokee, what's going on, fellas?
Oh, it's Cherokee. Hold on one second. My voice makes me cough, which is really awkward since I am like the voice of the COVID.
Forget about it.
No, I can't forget about it until November. Hold on one second, Cherokee. I don't know this soundboard. I'm Dr. Fauci. What's going on?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? Happy Thursday night.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Hey, I got one question. I'm not real adverse into the political realm because I don't
our
really
vocabulary. Right. Okay. What's going on?
I don't know that there's ever been a point in time where there's been a candidate running for president who has not announced their VP this late into the running. Have you ever heard of this? I mean, it's kind of crazy to me, really.
I'm not very adverse in politics either, so.
Yeah, I don't really know, man, honestly. Yeah. It does seem a little late, but I don't know if it's unprecedented.
Excuse me, Cherokee, it's Anthony Fauci again. I'm still here. The reason why is because we're in unprecedented times. And my friend Biden, he's actually going to announce that the COVID bat is the vice president candidate.
So this actually isn't really that late because Romney didn't pick Paul Ryan until August 11th. Hillary Clinton didn't pick Tim Kaine until July 22nd.
Was that her running mate? I totally
forgot.
Tim
Kaine. Yeah. McCain picked Palin on August 29th.
Yeah.
So actually, it's really not that.
Yeah, Cherokee.
We're so early.
Yeah, man, we got plenty of time.
Like I said, I wasn't that
adverse.
Keen on, adverse to knowing it. But,
I know.
Hey, so it was nice that.
My brain hurts.
For some reason, you weren't able to have my first mic drop recorded.
Huh?
What? So,
no, I did.
Last night.
I recorded it.
You did?
Yeah, dude.
You did record it?
It's actually the clip of the day.
Yeah, bro.
You appear too often on the clip of the days.
Yeah.
It's
people
a
are going to think
really
he's like a co-host
it.
Or
yeah.
something.
He's got a lot of golden moments.
Yeah, it's
I think
not
he's
good.
On two this week.
What?
Yeah, because he's tomorrow's.
Man, he's really wedged himself in there.
I know.
Huh.
Well, I try, dude. I'm just... Just supporting your show and doing what I can. I'm not trying to Marine Rob you or anything.
Look, man,
are you jealous of Rob's success?
Oh, absolutely not.
I feel like Cherokee is trying to pay us back. You know what I mean? Like the white man came in and stole all the land and everything. So he's like, look, I don't have the means to take any land back, but I'll take some airtime from some of these honkies.
Yeah. Yeah,
I get it.
Good job at it.
Yeah, good job, dude.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. You found me out.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying time here in Round Eye Land. Mm-hmm.
And if you missed Cherokee's rap, you can go get it at theboneonline.com and on the Bone app. The clip of the day is up. So
it will fulfill your life.
It does pretty much slap, right? I mean, for my first time out to the gate,
it was cool.
Yeah, man, it's a real banger.
It was. I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, man. I really see a future in hip-hop for you.
Oh, I definitely do not. But, for the first go-around, and it wasn't the right beat for it either, so I just kind of went with it.
I'm sorry. Sorry, dude. Well, next time, send me you know, the BPMs that you prefer. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay, gotta go.
Bye, Cherokee.
There you go. Bye, bye. Good Lord, have mercy on us all.
I didn't really realize how often he appeared.
Yeah, man.
Sorry. I mean,
how did this happen?
I don't know. He's just memorable for some reason.
Yeah.
To me.
Remember the old days? He would call in.
You just make doo doo on him, and then
yeah, he would say like four words, and then I'd
shut the hell up, bitch. Go kill yourself. Go sit in the middle of the road and let a car run over you. You're ugly. You are disgusting. I'm going to kill you. You're an alcoholic.
I'm a way better guy now.
You really are. That sounder was so popular for like months.
Yeah.
And then we don't use it. I think we burnt it out.
Guess so. Did you see what John Gruden did to his team? He pulled a prank on him.
No.
A lot of people are pissed off about it. So John Gruden is the coach of the Raiders now, for people that don't know. So they did a Zoom meeting with the team. It was supposed to be John Gruden talking to the team. But when they started the meeting, John Gruden wasn't there. It was assistant head coach and special teams coach. I want to say it's Vic Bisaccio. He used to be with the Bucks.
Okay.
Back in the day. And he came on and he said, sorry, Coach Gruden can't be on the Zoom. He's actually in the hospital. He has COVID-19.
Damn.
And they did it not to be like a ha-ha prank, but to like scare the team into knowing how real that possibility could be.
Yep.
Because a lot of people don't know this, but Doug Peterson, the head coach of the Eagles, has COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So he came down, the second NFL coach, Sean Payton from the Saints, had it in March. Even though Doug Peterson has very little symptoms at all, it's still like, you know, it makes it real. You know, if the coach can get it, anybody can get it. But I see today on social media, people are really, like, especially in Las Vegas where the Raiders play now, super pissed off. That he would pull some kind of a low prank like that. I kind of like it, though. I dig it. I know what he was doing there.
Well, it's one of those things. Like, what if he got COVID-19 and died or something? You'd be like, see, this is, you shouldn't have joked about that. Some things you
should.
That's
what people are going to do. They're going to pee-pee
it's
on his
like
grave.
When Herman Cain died last week, all you heard about
Trump
was
killed him.
He went to the rally. He didn't wear a mask. And,
yep.
You know, you don't know if he got it there for sure or not. He very well could have, but you don't know.
I saw somebody post that Trump should be criminally charged, but that Herman Cain's family should have a civil suit against Donald Trump for wrongful death.
Okay. Good luck proving that case. People are out of their goddamn mind. I'm so tired of everybody's crap, man. It's really annoying.
Can you imagine?
Everybody's unbearable. And like now you can't really say anything because the new social media policy of just like, oh, I can't tweet anymore.
Don't
it's not
do
worth it.
Don't do it, Robert.